I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, April 19th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. And to go over. Everything's long-form content these days, but here we are, and here we go. Much of the plight that we suffer is self-inflicted. We subject ourselves to it, and I know that sounds crazy with the overreach that we're experiencing, but we use the technology. We are on the social media platforms against the best advice of folks like Jaron Lanier. And so, you know, there is a reality to the aspect of the self-inflicted nature of many of the problems that we face, unfortunately. I mean, you know, we are subjecting ourselves to the so-called healthcare system that, again, as I just said plainly yesterday, was really founded in eugenics and a soft elimination of the useless class, as Yuval Noah Harari has put it lately. I think that he's useless, personally. I don't see much use for him, but he is useful to a certain group of people, a certain coterie of folks who owe their allegiance to, I think, the character that is constantly trying to tell us all that he never existed, even though some people know. And some people even make their Faustian bargain with this chief commander, as some people call him. So, you know, there is that. But, you know, there's the so-called healthcare establishment, the, you know, educational system, so-called, and these kinds of, you know, the military for that matter, the institutionalized military that the military-industrial complex that gives us all these wonderful inventions that we adopt that are designed and intended to control and regiment our lives. they're working very well, apparently. Anyway, the self-inflicted aspect of what we suffer, our plight, I think cannot be overlooked. It's easy to, you know, try to assuage our troubled conscience with some kind of projection or some kind of transference of culpability, but I think ultimately we have to admit that we are oftentimes these days in America our own worst enemies. So this is an interesting day in history. Obviously, April 19, an interesting day in history. 1775, I've talked about it this week, you know, the American Revolution begins in Lexington, Massachusetts. The shot heard round the world takes place later that day in Concord. And so the revolution touches off. And then further down the line in American history, we have other interesting goings-on. The Waco siege, speaking of overreach, ATF, FBI, Texas Rangers, Texas military, the Texas Military Department, was it? And others, the Alabama National Guard, even the British military got involved, British SAS, and friends. The siege lasted 51 days, right? And this was the day, this was the fateful day that basically the Mount Carmel Center was firebombed. And so we have that. And also, on this day in history, if that weren't enough, in 1995, just a couple of years later, we got the Oklahoma City deal. Timothy McVeigh sets a truck bomb at Alfred P. Murrah, but we're not supposed to talk about that other guy. Who's that other guy? Initial reports talked about the other guy, basically the handler's proxy, I suppose you could say. And those who are naive enough to believe that doesn't happen, read any of the mainstream news accounts of things with Hollywood endings. First of all, start with Trevor Aronson's TED Talk, his 2015 TED Talk, or maybe his book, The Terror Factory, which the FBI has been invited to debunk and has not. The Terror Factory. The full title of the book, The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism, and the TED Talk, How This FBI Strategy is Actually Creating U.S.-Based Terrorists. I always, you know, it's somewhat humorous. If it weren't so tragic, it would be humorous. It would be a Saturday Night Live skit. But then look what's happened in the last 3 years. When he opens his talk saying the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization, more than Al-Qaeda, more than Al-Shabaab, more than the Islamic State, more than all of them combined. And that is not hyperbolic, ladies and gentlemen. That is fact. And we've seen that. You know, what has come out with the January 6th stuff? What did we heard? It was at least 40 operatives. Oh, but they weren't all FBI. Sure. This is the strategy of tension. We have the worst elements operating in our midst. We have gone full tilt Nazi in America, and we are all culpable. That's the unfortunate reality. So if you're not familiar, listen to Trevor Aaron's TED Talk, maybe read his book, and then go look up any mainstream national reporting on any of these stories, whether it's Muhammad in the Pioneer Square incident where the FBI gives him the van and cell phone that he thinks is a detonator and, you know, gives him a ride to the ostensible scene of the crime, and, you know, the FBI gives him everything and then says, you're under arrest. Or whether it's James Cromedy and the Newburgh Four, it's always, as Trevor Aronson explains, these folks who are probably mentally deficient. I forget exactly what the term is that's used, but mental health problems and probably financially destitute or indigent and or the way that Trevor Aronson put it was mentally ill and economically desperate people. And by mentally ill, from Trevor Aronson's research, usually schizoaffective disorder, trouble distinguishing between reality and fantasy. That's pretty much all of America now, especially after the last 3 years. And so these people are lured into fabricated terrorism plots manufactured by the FBI. So you can find innumerable cases. You know, there was Trevor Aronson in his TED Talk. He says, you know, there have been very few actual terrorism plots like the Boston bombing. I think he went back and it sounds lately like he did a little more research on that and realized, whoops, no, you know what? Yeah. Who is Graham Fuller? Who is Uncle Russell and Sarney? So more homework on that. You know, we heard about the underpants bomber recently, who was a double or was he a triple agent? There was the coast bomber, same thing. That's across the pond, but it's the same MO, strategy of tension to get us to hug our kidnapper. Save us, kidnapper. Save us. All we have to do is menace you with a little bit of synthetic terrorism. Or if we want to vilify a group, you know, again, Webb Tarpley explained very well Kitson's counter-gang strategy, where you manufacture some group and then you associate it in the press over and over and over with the group you want to vilify. It's simple. And people believe it because they don't know any better. So, you know, those stories are innumerable. The Draw Muhammad contest in Garland was the same thing. 60 Minutes did a piece on that. How many, what did the FBI know and when? And we still don't have answers to those questions. Why is that? It's always the same thing. There are no real terrorism plots. There was the FBI, one of my favorite entries in this discussion is the New York Times op-ed from 10, 11 years ago now. Terror plots helped along by the FBI was the metadata, and the page title is Terrorist Plots Hatched by the FBI. This is how it works. We gotta manufacture these. So I'm thinking specifically of the Oklahoma City episode and, you know, that guy Bin Laden and so forth. The Waco situation and, for that matter, Ruby Ridge, those are different, I think. David Koresh was, I think, not a well person, but he was easy to vilify. And in comparison, I would say that Randy Weaver was just a non-compliant FBI informant. No thanks. So, you know, Waco obviously was the, we were told publicly, the cited as the reason, the main reason that Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols planned the Oklahoma City bombing, which is a bunch of nonsense. I forget what the title of it is, but, you know, I think we played it. Gosh, that was what, 5 years ago, something like that? James Corbett's excellent sort of mini documentary on the Oklahoma City strategy of tension episode. Is it this one? Oh, that's unavailable on YouTube. Oops. No, this is part of it. One of the entries, episode 257, published back in 2013, Lies the FBI Told Me, as Hollywood attempts to burnish J. Edgar Hoover's legacy, the Corbett Report peers into the FBI's closet to rummage around its skeletons. From its illegal wiretaps and COINTELPRO campaigns to crime lab fraud and phony terror busts, we could cover all the bases in this week's edition. And you can't watch that on YouTube anymore. Oh, well. But, and then there is the other video that's referenced. World Trade Center 1993 was an FBI job. Nope, you can't watch that. And Oklahoma City bombing, federal surveillance tapes cover up. Is that everything is not available on YouTube? Oh, that's unfortunate. Video unavailable. This contains content from PBS, so we can't let you watch that. But the Oklahoma City bombing, federal surveillance tapes cover up video is still up. So. But there's not an effort to try to censor or manipulate what people think. Anyway, we're on these platforms, but where else do you put this stuff? It's unfortunate, but this is where we're at. Anyway, maybe I can find it in the break. We got a break coming up soon. James Corbett did an excellent expose. He's done a few. There was one sort of composite this one has many little citations that correlate, obviously, including your FBI, the WTC I mentioned. Tom Secker on WTC, interview with Sybil Edmonds, Oklahoma City bombing, federal surveillance tapes cover up, mentioned that, Jesse Trenadue, FBI releases doctored tape of OKC bombing aftermath, and is this one still available? Oh, this is a link to James's video, how to foil your own terror plot. That's it. That's the strategy of tension. And the never again. And this obviously predates Trevor Aronson's work done in 2012. So, you know, I hear there's a guy who's running for president, though, that wants to shut down the FBI. Where would we be without our kidnapper menacing us? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't
welcome
you know?
Back.
Butterfly is all.
I think that's pretty perfect this time. So I think the installment for those interested that I'm thinking of is James Corbett's episode 305, The Secret Life of Timothy McVeigh, which could have probably just as easily been called The Sheep Dip Life of Timothy McVeigh, who is interested in sheep dipping? Well, the Fabians, for example, and other, you know, Faustian or Machiavellian types. The Secret Life of Timothy McVeigh, also known or otherwise known as the sheep-dipped life of Timothy McVeigh. And so, anyway, that's an interesting installment as well. Here we are, though, and what does this have to do with history? Well, history just keeps rhyming and rhyming, doesn't it? I appreciate the reminder from listeners, for example, about the, do we call it the anniversary, the memorial of the Waco siege? And so anyway, there's a little bit on that. Also, I think this goes right along with the subject matter. Larry's email from the Activist Post article that's actually a Corbett Report installment, Your Guide to the to Fifth Generation Warfare. And this is a subject we've touched on a little bit here and there, but you know, let me just give you an excerpt in a nutshell. And so William Lind, isn't it funny? Not haha, but you know, isn't it funny that, well, I'm actually thinking of Michael Lind, so I'll table that thought. Free association, it's a terrible thing to waste. This is your brain. This is your brain on free association. So, an excerpt. What is fifth generation warfare? What is it anyway? And come to think of it, what were the first four generations? Good questions. For an in-depth answer to the latter question, you'll want to read The Changing Face of War into the Fourth Generation, a 1989 article from the Marine Corps Gazette, co-authored by William S. Lind, and Philip Giraldi, Fourth Generation Warfare in the Deep State. Oh, excuse me, and you'll want to watch William S. Lind and Philip Giraldi, Fourth Generation Warfare in the Deep State. That's a BitChute video and title. And so the excerpt reads, William S. Lind speaking, "This city and every capital in the world is completely oblivious to the fact that it is caught up in a change in warfare so great that it not only makes our current defense and foreign policies obsolete, it essentially makes obsolete the whole framework within which we think about defense and foreign policy. The change is what I call the rise of fourth generation war, and this is specifically the fourth generation of modern war. We now think of foreign affairs and defense within the framework of the nation state. Armed forces are designed to fight other state armed forces, but that reality is changing. What's happening around the world today in more and more places is that state armed forces find themselves fighting not other state armed forces, but fourth generation forces, non-state forces. In a nutshell, Lind et al.'s thesis is that, well, we'll get into that on the other side of this break. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. while we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are on.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast. There are a number of other things, entries that we've talked about and maybe worth reading by William S. Lind in particular. Cultural Marxism, Who Stole Our Culture, is one. Always kind of ahead of the curve. You can read his stuff over at Lou Rockwell. This fifth generation warfare, though, is definitely something that we as Americans should be aware of. So what is it? In a nutshell, again, from Corbett's piece, which you can find over at corbettreport.com/5th gen, all together. Episode 441, published yesterday. Your Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. And this is outstanding. You know, this is stuff that we all should be aware of. Only 30 minutes long. We should play that. Like I said, it's all long-form content these days. So, what is it? In a nutshell, Lind et al.'s thesis is that the modern age, quote-unquote, of warfare began with the Treaty of Westphalia in 1648, which Lind opines, quote, gave the state a monopoly on war, end quote. From that point on, modern warfare went through three generations, namely first-generation warfare, the tactics of line and column. The British are coming. The British are coming. Developed in the era of smoothbore musket. So, you know, speaking of Lexington and Concord. Second-generation warfare, the tactics of indirect fire and mass movement developed in the era of rifle and musket, breech loaders, barbed wire, and machine gun. And, you know, our tactical advantage, one of the tactical advantages in the American Revolutionary era was guerrilla warfare versus line and column. And you can see the obvious advantages. Anyway, third generation warfare, the tactics of nonlinear movement, including maneuver and infiltration, developed in response to the increase in battlefield firepower in World War I. This, according to Lind and his co-authors, brought us to the late 20th century, when the nation-state began to lose its monopoly on war and military combat, returned to a decentralized form. This has been this has been engineered entirely. I mean, I would direct your attention to the Rand Corporation's Advent of Net War, for example, the monograph by John Arquilla and is it David Ronfeld, published in 1996, talking about how warfare would change with the advent of the internet. And net war isn't just interwebs, but you know, the decentralized concept. And again, when I read these things, I think of, as I've mentioned recently, Lieutenant Eric Schein talking about Philip Bobbitt's Shield of Achilles in the market state. But even more than that, Patrick Porter's Soldiers Fighting Alone. Published back in 2015, Soldiers Fighting Fighting Alone, The Wars of the Market Security State. And it keeps disappearing online. You can find it, but it seems to want to disappear. I wonder why that is. And I think, as I mentioned yesterday, the operative concept is, as G. Edward Griffin pointed out in the talk that hopefully we'll get to, we're going to have to jump into that, but because I said we would yesterday, we should do that today. The operative concept is, as Griffin pointed out all those years ago, when we hear fascism, for example, the term fascism, it's not government on top and corporations in tow. It's the opposite. That is what has been happening. It's always sort of been that, but it's becoming more painfully obvious. And I think Patrick Porter's Soldiers Fighting Alone, The Wars of the Market Security State, really sort of punctuates that message. So from that piece back in 2015, abstract the rise of the Anglo-American market security state, quote unquote, in the past few decades has created contradictions in how Britain and the United States conceive and conduct their armed conflicts abroad. And, you know, I think Ukraine is perhaps the quintessential example, there's so much more going on over there than meets the eye, or that we will ever be told by the establishment lapdog press that only tells us exactly what it's told to tell us almost entirely. You know, do you hear about the Belt and Road Initiative, for example? Do we hear about the Eretz Israel Project, the Yanan Plan, those kinds of forces? We don't hear about the expansionist efforts that go beyond. I mean, maybe we hear about oil once in a while. It's much bigger than that. So anyway, continuing. For those who bear the brunt of the fighting, killing, and dying, the accentuated political distance between the front line and the civilian world produces a particular kind of alienation, or maybe we should say cognitive dissonance. Creative measures are needed to help those who must navigate the transition between the war and the mall. And that's kind of the joke, you know. There was a photograph of a written statement on a whiteboard in a forward operating base in Iraq. America is not at war. The Marines are at war. America is at the mall. And I think maybe we should be connected. That's part of the problem that we've experienced that I think the founders warned us about. Since Congress doesn't declare war anymore, here we are, unfortunately. We have allowed our, troubled conscience to be assuaged and anesthetized, and I think there will be consequences. I think we're approaching the moment where there might be consequences. Like I said yesterday, I mean, Jonathan Quitney's book, Endless Enemies, The Making of an Unfriendly World, I think Gary Webb was right, and when you go around the world shooting people with American guns and American bullets, or allowing those to be, to escape out in Gladio sort of fashion and then be used in similar fashion, you're going to make enemies. The trouble is, those tactics, I think, are about to turn back in on us. I think we're already seeing that. So, anyway, back to this piece for a minute, and then we'll move on. So, this, according to Lind and his co-authors, brought us to the late 20th century when the nation-state began to lose its monopoly on war and military combat, returned to decentralized form. In this era, the era of fourth-generation warfare, the line between civilian and military became blurred. You could say, the late 90s ushered in the Praetorian era, of the private military contractor, and Blackwater is perhaps the most high profile, but not the only, by any means. A smaller fish, in fact. Jeremy Scahill did a masterful job of reporting on that, particularly through the early post 9/11 era. The line between civilian and military became blurred. Armies tend to engage in counterinsurgency operations rather than military battles. And counterinsurgency, the coin stuff, is, one man's counterinsurgency is another man's guerrilla warfare terrorism outfit. I digress. Armies tend to engage in counterinsurgency operations rather than military battles, and enemies are often motivated by ideology and religion, making psychological operations more important than ever. Aha, here we go. But some argue we've now entered a new era of warfare, namely fifth-generation warfare. There's still much debate about what defines fifth-generation warfare, how we know we're engaged in it, or even if it exists at all. Lind, for one, rejects the concept. Various scholars have made their own attempts at defining fifth-generation warfare, 5GW. like Dr. Wasim Ahmed Qureshi, who identifies it as, quote, the battle of perceptions and information, or Qiao Liang and Wang Zhaoxi of the People's Liberation Army, who write of the era of unrestricted warfare, in which a relative reduction in military violence has led to an increase in political, economic, and technological violence. If academic debate debates about the changing nature of warfare are your thing, then there's plenty of reading for you to do on the subject, from the Handbook of 5GW, Fifth Generation War, to a slew of academic articles. But for the purposes of this editorial, Corbett says, I'm not interested in that debate. In fact, we're going to use a decidedly non-academic definition of fifth generation warfare from Al Jazeera as our starting point. Quote, the basic idea behind this term 5GW is that in the modern era, wars are not fought by armies or guerrillas, but in the minds of common citizens. There are two important things to note about this definition. The first is that fifth-generation warfare is not waged against either standing armies or nation-states or guerrilla insurgents, but against everyday citizens. The second is that this war is not being fought in a battlefield somewhere, but in the mind. I will expand the definition somewhat to include the fact that this war is being waged at all levels, not just mental. The gist of it is this. Fifth generation warfare is an all-out war. It's total war that is being waged against all of us by our governments and by the international organizations to which they belong. It is being waged against each and every one of us right now, and it is a battle for full spectrum dominance over every single aspect of your life. Your movements and interactions, your transactions, and your innermost thoughts and feelings and desires. Governments the world over are working with corporations. Actually, I think, again, that sort of creates a little misperception that it's governments in charge, it's corporations increasingly that are leading the charge, and it is legitimized through governments. And of course, I mean, it works in very much the same fashion. If you watch The Laundromat about the Panama Papers, and you hear in each jurisdiction, you know, these offshore accounts and shell corporations are formed so that bad things can be done over here in the name of a shell corporation formed over there. And in each jurisdiction, you go and you say, okay, we want to hold these people accountable for these actions. And there's just a shrugging in each jurisdiction. And they say, well, you know, that's not our thing. The corporation is actually headquartered there. Then you go there and they say, well, you know, none of the actions that are at issue here took place here. So, you know, that's not our jurisdiction. That's what you get. You get the shrugging and not our jurisdiction. And this works similarly. In other words, you know, I think if we dug into it, America and China and Russia have very similar issues that plague us. There is a power elite, if you will, a shadowy cadre that is pulling strings behind the scenes, making sure that, you know, just like they're the character that they owe to which they owe their allegiance, you know, they make sure that they never are identified, convincing the world that they don't exist, orchestrating things that are coordinated all over the world in a mystical sort of fashion. And while it's happening and it looks theatrical and, you know, it's obviously not coincidental. No one can point a finger, and therefore it must not be happening. It's kind of the ultimate form of gaslighting. But you know, if you can pull the strings of, say, America and China and point their ire at one another, the people's ire, generally speaking, and you know, vilify them conversely, and keep them distracted, thinking that they're fighting, the people are fighting themselves, well, and what a brilliant strategy. The same phony Cold War that we experienced for generations through the mid-20th century is happening with China right now, and there's kind of a redo of that with Russia too. It's complete nonsense. It's complete fiction. Stick around, we'll grab back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This is important stuff, and we are encouraged to misremember and even forget these kinds of things. And whether we misremember or forget or not, reality presses on. I think, you know, James Corbett's piece is excellent. The piece on fifth generation warfare. Maybe we'll play a clip or two from it. Episode 441, Your Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare, published yesterday on the Corbett Report, and also published other places like Activist Post. I think, you know, generally speaking, we could call it low-intensity conflict or OOTW operations other than war. You know, it's the non-kinetic stuff. And that's the trouble. That's, I think, the thing that people don't realize. You know, the scope creep of war has been toward the non-kinetic. And so we think of, I think we naturally associate war with kinetic operations as they're known. Bombs and tanks and, you know, those kinds of things. Explosions and troops and ships and, you know, the hardware, the materiel that you can see. And increasingly, again, you know, it's moving into the realm of, you know, we played an excerpt, for example, of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s talk at Hillsdale College as part of this year's CCA4, and he got into that. You know, he started to get into from its inception, the CIA has been working on the, you know, the chemical and biological kind of stuff. And I mean, he talked about how, you know, there was a concern that this would be the poor man's nuke. And so maybe we shouldn't do this. You know, and this is a means, you know, it's not just a poor man's nuke. It's a something that is very portable and not easily traced, not easily detected. And so it's those kinds of things. And the more you start to look around, the more it seems there's a war going on against all mankind. And I think James Corbett does a good job of pointing out kind of the different pieces of that: information warfare, neurological warfare, biological, economic, etc., etc. And, you know, again, speaking of the biological and the bioweapons stuff, isn't it interesting that groups like the Project for a New American Century talk about how those kinds of weapons can be politically useful tools? And now, you know, we have a World Vaccine Congress that meets right out in the open, and it's, you know, some of their chief concerns are at their meetings, vaccine hesitancy, and, you know, how can we continue to erode the barriers, get people to trust us, when in fact historically they have little, if any, reason, more reason to be skeptical and cynical. And why is the military there? Well, we're in a break. Stick around, second hour coming up. We'll be right back after the short break.
...plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.